Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
At Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates. Daniel Israel, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM. Daniel, you're going to touch on a really fascinating topic, especially given recent press reports of certain goings on in certain religious communities, the Satmar in particular. And we're going to ask the question, do religious leaders influence COVID behavior in any meaningful way? So yeah, fascinated to hear your take on that.
So there's an interesting study, Simon, that came out, was reported on today, that actually showed that amongst these communities, not specifically Satmar Hasidim, but amongst, you know, certain, I don't want to pick on a specific sect, but certain religious sects in Israel, that the surveys have shown that according to the responses from the from the community individuals, that people are much more inclined to listen to their religious leaders about what to do in terms of their COVID behavior than to listen to their doctors or the public figure doctors, like in Israel the Minister of Health and the head of the health institution. So this is a concerning trend. At the same time, it can be something that can be used very positively, because it shows very much that if we bring community leaders on board in the correct way, we're able to influence people in positive ways.
I hear you loud and clear, Daniel, and talking to you is especially interesting because you synthesize both worlds. You synthesize the religious world together with the scientific world. But when you have rabbis in charge of very significant communities who reject science entirely, and you see pictures of the kind we saw last week of thousands of people celebrating a wedding, keeping no social distancing, it's almost like an absolute stuff you to the rest of the community. And I just, what does one do with that, Daniel? You talk about co-opting leadership. What do you do when they reject science?
It's absolutely, I mean, you know, this is where you say I straddle both worlds. From our perspective, it's absolutely unacceptable. You know, as we know and we've spoken about before, it's life above all, and the biggest mitzvah in the Torah is preserving life. And we know that the main goal here is safety above all. I mean, our schools in South Africa were closed for months for this. But the point is that is that we have to try. I mean, in Israel, certainly the governments, the religious parties, should have a huge aim in trying to liaise with the world of health and science to try and see where the fallout is from religious leaders. But where I think this is even more applicable for us is that I even feel as though there are sentiments of this that crop into our community in South Africa. So, like, even in South Africa, you'll find that in certain religious places and fields, there are communal leaders who are less concerned or feel that masks are not as important. And there are others who are thankfully part of the whole UIS, you know, policy, who will really put things forward the way we've decided as a community to do things. But the point is that It is so important to realize that when it comes to the man on the ground, he's much as a religious man who listens to his rabbi about every other thing in his life. He's much more inclined to listen to his rabbi if his rabbi says, I think this is, you know, being taken too far or whatever it is, than he is to listen to his GP or some specialist speaking on the radio or writing in the newspapers. And the point is, that I believe that there's a huge amount of responsibility of doctors and communal leadership to come together here and to kind of speak in a united voice to try and stop this kind of thing from happening even here in South Africa.
Absolutely fascinating, Daniel. Thanks for your time. You can go back to treating your patient now. I know you interrupted that to talk to us, and we're very, very grateful. Thank you.
Thanks for the time.